Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, campers. Greetings, salutations, and Tuesday, day before three's day, alohas to you. As we enter the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. And to be a part of the conversation today, just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer to communicate with me via text message, let's use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. So now we have these 50 AGs, 50 attorney generals from all the various states conducting an antitrust investigation against Google. I'm not as much concerned with their antitrust violations as I am what they are up to politically. As I mentioned in the last hour, on this weekend's edition of Life, Liberty, and Levin, with Mark Levin, he has an interview with this Dr. Robert Epstein, who's an admitted Hillary supporter, about how many votes were manipulated by Google during the last election. You may remember very recently a guy who used to work for Google, his name is Kevin Cernicki, told Fox Tucker Carlson that Google, his former employer, is going to try to prevent Donald Trump's reelection. Tucker Carlson said, "Do you think that Google will attempt to influence the election outcome, that is, attempt to prevent Trump from being reelected?" Cernicki replied, "Yeah, I do believe so. I think that's a major threat. They have openly stated that they think 2016 was a mistake. They thought Trump should have lost in 2016. They really want Trump to lose in 2020. That's their agenda." The former engineer also said Google has very biased people running every level of the company. They have quite a bit of control over the political process. That's something we should really be worried about. After the 2016 election, Google's then head of multicultural marketing bragged about attempting to boost Latino turnout, hoping that would help elect Hillary. Robert Epstein, a PhD psychologist who studies search engine manipulation effects, found that Google's bias could explain Clinton's popular vote margin of victory. Now, the folks at Project Veritas, Veritas, of course, being Latin for truth, did a video that showed that Google's so-called fairness project was intended to prevent another 2016. Last month, a Google engineer said the company's search results are intentionally biased against Trump. Mr. Cernicki claimed to have been bullied and fired for his conservative beliefs. In fact, he's suing him over it. Given the story of former Google senior software engineer James Damore, this seems plausible. A survey last year found that conservative employees in Silicon Valley tech companies live in fear that their political beliefs will be found out. James Damore said conservatives at Google are in the closet and that Google executives are digging through a secret mailing list in order to out them. More than 90% of political contributions from employees of Alphabet, that's Google's parent company, went to Democrats since 2004. In 2018, 96% of political contributions went to Democrats. Cernicky said Google's management is highly ideological. You can see bias at every level of the organization. One thing that I noticed that just handling routine issues is plagued with bias. Like they'll get a report, an email with a liberal reporter complaining about something, and they'll jump on it, and they will fix the issue very, very quickly. In contrast, one thing that I saw when I worked there was if you do a Google search for Crippled America, which is Donald Trump's book, you would get results that would show Mein Kampf, Hitler's book, instead of Crippled America. And I reported it. I filed a bug. I escalated it. I tried to run it up the chain. They took 9 months to fix the bug. They just stalled at every opportunity. They assigned it to people who no longer worked there. They made every excuse in the book to avoid taking down something that made Donald Trump look bad. And I saw a number of incidents just like that. Yeah, sad but true. And I'm unsurprised, as I'm sure you are, to hear this. So we know that Silicon Valley is going to be doing everything that they possibly can to try and denigrate Trump and hurt his reelection chances. Fortunately, we know what they're up to. We do. As for the woke generation, they're true believers. Bob, in on the text line, 71307. Bobby, is this a rumor, or did the lead investigator in the Epstein death die of an unknown sudden illness? I had not heard about that. We'll take a look and see what we can turn up. Bobby, I wouldn't be at all surprised if George H.W. Bush's fixer, Mueller, W. Bush's fixer, Mueller, is still working with his proteges behind the scenes to do whatever his globalist masters want to bring about the New World Order today, tonight, and tomorrow. I mean, we already got the Patriot Act, so just imagine what's in store for us next. Gotcha. Oh, and this one 8 minutes ago. Dang, Bobby. Strong winds and hail in Pelzer. Oh, man. Bobby, stopping all these hurricanes from terrorizing the U.S. is easy. Just kill all the butterflies in Africa. Bobby, I just spotted Murphy. He was in a cage on top of Mitt Romney's station wagon. Thank you for that update. Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. Here's my take on climate change. If the approximate area of the U.S. is 1.8% of the total area of the planet, then how many regulations must I be saddled with before we have reversed the problem? Fair question. Bobby, about Colonel Ted's call from Denver, you know he could probably pack that Mazda SUV with a lot of contraband. If you're hearing me, brother. Bobby, why were they flying an aircraft named after an Arctic mammal in Southeast Asia? That would be the caribou she was referring to from Katie. Well, they named the aircraft before they figured out which theater of operations it was going to be working in. Bobby, please pass along to Colonel Ted, bring back samples. Don't know if we can legally do that or not. Bobby, the new iPhone system, according to the head of Apple, Tim Cook, has a triple camera system. So now they can spy on you everywhere. New phone owners, whatever you do, don't take it into the bathroom. Get out and vote. Get your family and friends to vote for Dan Bishop. Bobby, if you live in the 9th Congressional District, which runs from Charlotte to Fayetteville, vote for Dan Bishop. We don't need more socialists in Congress. Bobby, does that mean Trump won the popular vote as well? Oh, the manipulation that was going on from Google? Yeah, it could very well mean that Trump won the popular vote. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Stand by, take a quick break here, and when we come back on the other side, the Tuesday edition of Boneheads and the Noles.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here we are in the ending hour of the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday with Chicago and Beginnings in the background. 6:22 here on a steamy Tuesday evening. And as promised, time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, I love when we have Hollywood celebrities in Boneheads. You know, the problem with a lot of celebs is they surround themselves with their rich and famous friends, and then the next thing you know, they are out of touch with the real world. Felicity Huffman would be example number one, explaining why she paid a college admissions consultant $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT score. Now, you tell me if this makes any sense to you in the real world. She said, and I quote, "In my desperation to be a good mother, I talked myself into believing that all I was doing was giving my daughter a fair shot. I see the irony in that statement now because what I have done is the opposite of fair." She said she'd panicked and was worried her daughter's low math score on the SAT would hurt her dreams of becoming an actress. Yeah, because as we all know, casting directors, when they are looking for actors for a film, always go back and look and see what your math score was on the SAT. Felicity, scheduled to be sentenced on Friday, prosecutors are recommending that she receive a one-month prison sentence. Her attorneys, of course, want probation, a $20,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service. She will be the first in this scandal to be sentenced. Lori Loughlin's situation still up in the air, although she still hasn't owned up to doing anything wrong. By the way, Lifetime has released a dramatic trailer for their movie about this event, The College Admission Scandal. It airs next month on October 12th, if you are interested. Well, meantime, an 82-year-old shopkeeper in England used her walking stick to fight off a robber. She ended up with a black eye and some bruises, but was right back on the job 30 minutes later.
I wouldn't give it in, so he came round the till and helped us out to the till. And so I got my stick and I walked in one.
How do you feel at 82 years old to have fended off this much younger thug?
I know, great. great.
What would you say if he was watching this?
I hope he drops dead.
Hope he drops dead. Well, she helped him along his way, hit him with her walking stick. Meantime, back here on this side of the pond, a group of idiots in Portland, Oregon, stole someone's Jeep and took it for a joyride last month. Then they abandoned it and ran off. However, now the owner knows what they look like because seems there was a disposable camera in the glove box of the Jeep. And yeah, it turns out they couldn't resist taking pictures of themselves with it. And then they managed to leave it in the car. The Jeep belongs to a guy named Joe Williams, whose daughter recently got her license. The camera was hers, and she cracked up when they got the film developed.
I've been wanting to get it developed for a while because, like, me and my friends had taken pictures on it all summer. Me and my friends saw them, and we were, like, dying. We were like, I can't wait until we get back to my house to tell my dad. And so I walked in. I was like, Dad, you're never going to guess what's on the camera.
And so, of course, I got nervous. I thought it was something bad I did. Luckily, it wasn't. Luckily, it was the criminals.
How stupid can you be to just keep pictures of yourself in the car that you stole? Like,
well, who can resist a selfie, after all? Ay. 18-year-old young lady in Ohio came home from college to surprise her mom last Friday. Her mom was really surprised. So surprised, she shot her thinking she was a burglar.
My girlfriend just came home from college, and her mom didn't know. And she, like, honestly, she accidentally shot her. And we don't know what to do.
The mother was startled by some noises she heard in the kitchen or hallway area. She stated that, you know, the bedroom door opened where she was at, and she had a gun readily available and then fired a round at somebody coming through the door.
Ouch. Apparently, she is going to be okay. She was shot in the arm. Every bullet goes somewhere. And it's a good idea to have a specific target in mind before you start popping caps. Speaking of getting popped, a BBC reporter, BBC reporter was at a nature park in England doing a feature story, interviewing a ranger about a Cameroon sheep. It seems the Cameroon sheep are known for not putting up with much. They're kind of ornery. And one of them rammed the cameraman. How should I diplomatically put it? Well, the sheep rammed him in the junk.
These are Cameroon sheep. They're from Africa. Hello, big man. This is Cecil. They're getting to the point where they're getting a bit too confident now, so we kind of have to teach them manners. Goes behind, rears up, and he's so
he's
naughty.
Saying,
ouch. That's going to leave a nasty bruise.
Cecil, don't do that. I am so sorry.
Yeah, well, you can be sorry. I'm the one that's limping away. So, note to reporters going into the field for feature stories. Caution advised when you're doing a story about a Cameroon sheep. I don't know if the sheep is a mascot for any college or university or high school, but the Jackson State University mascot got into some trouble last weekend. He ran onto the field and got in the middle of a scrum between players. I don't know if I ever heard of this before, but he was penalized as a result.
Three wide receivers set. Jones does drop back to pass. Has Warren Newman. And Newman with the score, the layout. And another touchdown for the Tigers.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Jackson State mascot for coming onto the field.
Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. On the mascot. Way to help your team out there, pal. There you go. That is the Tuesday edition of... where's the Boneheads? There we go. Tuesday
Boneheads in the news.
Edition of Boneheads in the News. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show Tuesday version on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was waiting for the jingle to play, and it never did. It's probably going to play somewhere here in the next minute or two. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. As we go back to the phones on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Richard is along this evening. Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Good, Bobby Mack. Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just chimed in. I was thinking about calling something else. We'll see how we get to it. The this Felicity and the SAT or the standardized psychology entrance exam test. You got the SAT and ACT. I think there's one other out there now.
Right.
But, you know, there's, I think, this is just my opinion, that, you know, they got just a few people. And, you know, it's been dropped, I think, as far as what they're going to do to prevent the, you know, the test prompters or proctors, excuse me, from doing this, you know, in future, you know, examination sites, you know?
Yeah, because it's one thing to be a coach to right. try and give your child the best opportunity to perform at maximum efficiency on the SAT. But coaching is one thing, and actually taking the test for them is a whole world of difference.
Right, and I mean, I'm going through a similar situation with, well, not similar, but I mean, as far as the standardized testing with one of my own children, and he's kind of about ready to in sports, and I'm like, hey, do it. It at least help you get in.
Right.
You know, go do some visitations, and it's because, you know, as an athlete, I mean, it's, you have a full time job.
Yeah.
And you know, they make, you know, okay, well, if he had more time, he may have scored better, or she may have scored better, or vice versa. But, you know, I just wish they would go further, because I'm sure it's happening out there a lot more. And
well, there's no question that compared to the point in time where I was back in the mid-60s, they pay so much more attention now to extracurricular affairs, and especially since these colleges and universities are dominated by libs, the more politically correct kinds of things that you're involved in, you're going to get a, for lack of a better expression, a higher social credit score like they do in China.
Right, right. You know, the second thing, and I will say, because I think I brought this up to you before, because I actually had a lady call me about a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, I'm only in town working on a campaign. And I got a text, somebody gave the person the wrong number, and it was about, you need to go to churches and get directories, especially elderly people,
yeah,
for a campaign. So yep. It's happening in South Carolina.
You bet.
I mean,
it is.
You think about it right now. I mean, I'm, God bless her heart, my mother has, but she's advancing in age. And so if somebody went to her door right now and said, oh, we'll help you so you can vote. Now, I'm pre-registered to vote, absentee, because she's over age.
Right.
But I guarantee if somebody got there and I wasn't there, she'd say, sure, you can have. And I know there's probably hundreds of people that may not be in the advanced stage that she is that will say, okay, sure, here.
Right.
And it's happening right now in South Carolina.
Sure. And it's another aspect of the what they're referring to as ballot harvesting.
Right,
that
right.
The Democrats are involved in. And this happened in 2016. It happened in years before that as well, where busloads of people would come in from Georgia and North Carolina and vote in South Carolina elections. So it's hardly unusual or unique.
Right. And, I mean, this lady said she's only a six-month lease, and that kind of that's a big red flag.
Sure.
The last thing, I was watching the Laura Ingraham show, it was Angle Ingram or whatever.
Yeah.
And she had an NFL, they were kind of going about, I think it was just about pro football, some of the stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bit, and he's a wide receiver that was in retirement. I wrote his name down because basically Laura was saying, well, you know, here this girl said this, and basically she was saying that, African-American athletes should be going to more African-American schools instead of white schools.
Oh, yeah. That's the gal that used to work at ESPN and got canned for saying that Trump was a racist.
Right. Well, that's a racist statement.
Sure.
And then this doggone, and I said, Laura, say the R word. Say that. And this guy that came out of retirement and is in their nice suit and all that, and he goes, I do agree with that. And I was like, Laura, say it.
Because, right.
I mean, it's a double standard.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, completely a double standard. And I was like, let's see if it makes in the news somewhere today. But he came out of retirement. He's a wide receiver, and I've heard from the bookmaking aspect that the Patriots, let's just go ahead and say the Patriots, they're buying all the wide receivers.
Yep.
And trying to make Brady go out with a bang. You know?
Well, anybody that thinks that Antonio Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, did not manipulate his moving from the Raiders, getting released by the Raiders, and then being instantaneously signed by the Patriots, that's got Drew Rosenhaus's fingerprints all over it.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the guy's name. Is that the guy's name that was on?
He's the agent. He's the agent for Antonio Brown.
Okay, was Antonio Brown the one that was on? Because I wrote it down.
I don't know if he was on with Laura Ingraham or not, but he certainly has been not shy about being in the media recently. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here this evening. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, is it just me, or does nattering Nabob Naylor look like Dorf the golfer? Yeah, except Dorf is smarter. Bobby, is there any other type in Portland other than idiots? Boneheads in the news. Bob, could it possibly be that Felicity Huffman's daughter is dumber than a post turtle? It is a possibility. Bob, please tell the Democrats we will address the gun issue after the border crisis is resolved. From Frank in Spartanburg. Oh, and one of our Wazers spotting a traffic problem, a stalled church/school bus blocking the left northbound lane, 291 and East North Street. Thanks, appreciate that. Did I catch up? Bobby Mack, a rumor is Murphy overdosed on Dynavite. I had not heard that. That does catch me up with the text line. The bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show brought to you by today. People that you've seen a lot of recently with Dorian around, Hurricane Reporters. This hour of the program brought to you by the Hurricane Reporters School.
Have you ever said to yourself,
I wish I could report meaningless and obvious news to millions of people who want to see me get hit with a falling tree?
Then you need to enroll in the Hurricane Reporters School. At the Hurricane Reporter School, you'll learn how to stand on a beach with a Category 5 storm approaching and say things like,
the wind is incredible out here!
And,
wow, the sand is stinging my face!
And,
the water is up to the third floor! Oh my God, we're all gonna die!
The Hurricane Reporter School employs teachers who've been there, so you get the best training.
I was in Hurricane Zach in 02, and I stood next to a wobbling stop sign in 120-mile-per-hour winds and got my face slapped by that stop sign a number of times. I still cannot add two and two.
The Hurricane Reporter School. Classes that begin today can have you standing on the leeward side of a Holiday Inn begging for mercy from the gods next week.
The Hurricane Reporter School is not affiliated with the alcoholic beverage of the same name.
Could be in your future. Whole new career. Quarter before seven. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:50 now, 10 before 7 here in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show on a hot, steamy Tuesday evening with now a thunderstorm warning in effect until, what was it, Moneypenny? 7:15?
Yes.
And that is for Pickens County?
Yes.
Yep. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pickens County until 7:15 this evening. We knew when Congress resumed that Pelosi and Schumer and the rest would be beating the drum on these red flag gun laws. There was a great story today by Roger L. Simon, who writes and I think is the editor for the Pajamas Media website. Few things exist on where there's more BS spoken than gun control. Highly unlikely, indeed almost impossible, that confiscating weapons like AR-15s or similar will do anything at all to combat killings, mass or otherwise. In the USA, or anywhere else for that matter, people who are crazy enough to want to mass murder will unfortunately find a way. You only have to look at Paris, where personal gun ownership is virtually illegal for private citizens, and multiple dozens of people were murdered by jihadis at the Bataclan Theater and across the city. Or Chicago, where supposedly gun-free zone, relatively anyway, where 5 were murdered and at least 29 wounded over the last weekend alone, to have corroboration. People who believe this kind of confiscation or control will solve everything, or even close, are living in a virtue-signaling, morally narcissistic dreamland. The mad bomber terrorized New York City in the 1940s and 50s with explosives that he planted in theaters, terminals, libraries, and offices. He wasn't caught for 16 years. There are plenty of ever-expanding ways to wreak havoc. Nevertheless, a disturbing number of people are being shot, particularly school children, and we ought to try to do something about it. Now, it's true that statistics on mass killing are fudged and exaggerated, but as a member of the NRA, I have a few tentative suggestions. One, every school, depending on size, should have a number of armed people, more than they even think necessary, on the premises, at least for now. These should be a mixture of police, private security, administrators, and teachers, a few, if not all, in plain clothes. None of the latter two should be coerced into this service even remotely because, of course, they do poorly. They should be volunteers who also commit to training and, equally important, constant retraining. The same should be true of every public facility, such as department stores, large restaurants, and theaters. A significant number of these people should also be in plain clothes. A few, unfortunately not all, mass killings will be deterred by this, but it's worth it. Second, background check should be mandatory for all gun sales or exchanges outside the immediate family. Yeah, I'm aware of the slippery slope argument. Do gun shows really have checks? But I think it's ultimately insufficient. There's a similar argument for just about anything one does in life. We should be grown-ups and recognize that people often sell guns because they are in financial need. If that gun is sold in private to a madman or wannabe jihadist, many people's lives are in danger. Third, so-called red flag laws, trying to catch the perpetrators when they are young. Here we are on treacherous ground. Who determines who's crazy? Not easy, is it? The totalitarian potential is high. We need to do some serious thinking about this, but America clearly has a mental health problem, and solving this, more than anything, would bring down the number of mass killings. Fourth, concealed carry. I'm all for it. It could save a lot of lives, but one caveat, the license to carry should always be contingent on required retesting. Ironically, like an annual smog inspection. I know this from personal experience. When I go back to a firing range after a long hiatus, I have forgotten many things I have to relearn. That's why, as of now, I've not applied for a concealed carry permit. I'm an adamant supporter of the Second Amendment. My primary reason in today's America should be obvious. That's Roger Simon writing at thepajamasmedia.com website. Finally, this evening, in on the text line, Bobby, before Trump got elected, if you type in the word stupid in Google, the name Donald Trump shows up instead. It would not surprise me in the least. I mean, when you put in the name of a book that Donald Trump wrote and it shows you instead Mein Kampf, that goes a long way towards explaining how Silicon Valley feels about the current occupant of the White House. And finally, this on an NFL note, Bobby is a lifelong Patriots fan. I'm okay with Antonio Brown's recent move. Laugh out loud. I would just like to be a fly on the wall in the first meeting between Coach Belichick and Antonio Brown, because the kind of stuff that he pulled in Oakland, I don't believe is going to fly the Patriot way. That's it for this evening. Thanks so much for being along. See you back tomorrow. We head next to the great one and Mark Levin. Have a great evening. God bless.
All right. Take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, my baby. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.